Okay then, so we've got an exclusive interview now for North Derbyshire Radio. So I'm delighted to say we're joined by the new CEO of the Derbyshire FA. It's Liam Rooney, and Liam has joined us right now for an exclusive chat. First of all, Liam, how's it going? I know you've joined with immediate effect, so how busy has it already been?
Yeah, thanks, Matthew. So I've been with Derbyshire FA for just over 16 and a half years now. So really familiar, obviously, with the business, but also more importantly, the county and the volunteers within it that do a fantastic job developing the game. So yeah, it's been a bit of a smooth transition, let's say. But obviously, lots to be doing, and I know there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, so just for any listeners that might not have come across your name before, or they weren't aware until right now that there is a new CEO for the Derbyshire FA, can you just go through sort of what experience you've had so far? Because I know you've been involved with the Derbyshire FA for a while, but can you just go into some specifics about what you've been involved with before with football within the county?
Yeah, sure. So historically, Matthew, so I've been heavily involved with developing all our clubs across the county. So we've just got over 360 clubs affiliated to Derbyshire FA, which equates to about 2,000 teams. So I've done a lot of work in terms of supporting those clubs to grow, both from a volunteer aspect, but also the number of teams that they've got within their club. So that's looking at mini soccer, youth football, adult football, male, female, disability football. So it's about supporting those clubs over the years. And I've done the same with the leagues as well. More recently, in my previous role, I've been heavily involved with a number of facility projects across the county. So we recently helped Glossop North End Community Club build their fantastic new facility at Cemetery Road, which included a full-size 3G pitch, brand new pavilion. We've also been involved in a project which is in Clay Cross, not too far from Chesterfield, where we're looking at putting a brand new 3G in at Charlie Park, which is the Clay Cross Active. So the brand and there's a brand new leisure centre that's been built, and we're looking at putting a 3G in there. We've supported other clubs, another one in the High Peak, Tintwistle Athletic, helped them to get access funding through the Football Foundation to put in a new pavilion. So I think, to be honest with you, Matthew, that there's been lots that I've been involved with, but I think the facility side of things has been something that I'm very proud of, because we've been trying to work with our clubs, local authorities and our leagues to try and improve facilities to enable football to grow. We know football does grow year in, year out, and the number of teams reflect that, but we know that there's a real job to do in terms of improving the facilities, and we've done some so far, but there's still a long way to go.
So yeah, plenty of achievements there, obviously, in your time at the Derbyshire FA. But well, I guess the most interesting question is what's to look forward to in the future? Because in the couple of statements that I've read about your appointment, I know where the vision is a word that keeps coming up a lot. So what is your vision for the future of football within the county of Derbyshire, and how are you going to make that happen in your new role?
Yeah, I think we've got values within the business. So our three values is around innovation, inclusion, and inspiring, all our volunteers to go with us on the journey. I think we've got a job to do to lead that. We want to increase the number of volunteers within the game. We want to increase the number of teams. We know that youth football is thriving, but we know adult football, particularly in the male game, is kind of just on a level at the moment. We want to try and work with our clubs and our leagues to improve adult provision across the county. We know the female game is thriving. We've obviously got the Euros coming up, where hopefully, the England women's team will defend their title. But there's lots of exciting things coming up. We as a business are looking to move to a new headquarters as well, to try and improve our facilities, but also to improve facilities for the local community to come and use our new facilities, hopefully wherever that will be. So that's something that I'm looking to do. So yeah, we're in a good place, but I think There's lots of work to be done, especially when we look at the number of poor behaviour within the game that we see. From a discipline point of view, we're trying to tackle that. So working with our clubs, with the referees, to try and look at reducing poor behaviour and try and improve that. Making sure that players, coaches, parents that are there to enjoy the game, that the behaviour is good and everybody can see that, we're trying to move forward and improve that.
And now that you're in your new role as the CEO, how will you still be able to sort of focus on facilities? Because I know quite a lot of people involved with football within the County of Derbyshire. Obviously, it all depends on funding, but will there still be enough funding for, more facilities, particularly at the grassroots for kids, boys and girls, new facilities to get started in football?
We work very close with the Football Foundation, who have been fantastic supporter in terms of accessing funding by the Football Foundation. There's been other sources of funding through local authorities, also funding where schools have been able to access it, football clubs, etc. So there has been funding there to help to install a 3G pitch or build a nice new changing facility, or even trying to improve grass pitches. So I will still heavily be involved in that, Matthew, as part of my CEO role, but we're looking to recruit a new facilities person to replace me, and they will work close with the Football Foundation. We've got projects identified that are ongoing at the moment. We're working close with all our local authorities, all nine of them, that have got their own local football facilities plan. So we're working closely with them, and that highlights the need where we need to focus on putting a new 3G pitch in, improving grass pitches, or putting, obviously, refurbishing or putting a brand new pavilion in there as well.
I'm interested to know as well what your sort of approach and what your thoughts are in regards to certain news stories within the women's game that have come up recently, which shows that the fragile status that the women's game is still in. So, for example, Barnsley Football Club women, even though the men's team is a full-time professional League One side, and yet they're still not able to fund their what was a fourth tier semi-professional side, or they said they couldn't fund, and now I don't think they even have a place in the pyramid anymore. Blackburn Rovers women can't be funded the way they need to, so they've now dropped two levels. They're now gone from tier two to tier four. Kind of shows that whilst there's been a lot of progress in the women's game recently, it is quite fragile. And I just want to know, do you have any sort of plans in place to improve sort of like the security for women's teams, whatever their level within the county?
Yeah, we've got. So if I start with probably the grassroots, Derbyshire Girls and Ladies League, who provide football for girls and for ladies from the age of under sevens all the way through to adult female football. They host their mini soccer fixtures and youth fixtures at the Racecourse Hub, which is a fantastic new facility in Derby. They've got four full-size 3G pitches. We've had a brand new building put in there. We've got 25 plus grass pitches on that site, so that's an amazing site and a real hub for female football on a Saturday. We've also got the ladies leagues, where obviously that'll be home and away. Lots of fantastic football being played at good facilities. The numbers are growing, so we know within the Derbyshire Girls and Ladies League it's very positive, and I believe, having spoken to the league more recently, that the teams are looking really good for next year. Another increase on this year just gone. We're very lucky. I can't speak for obviously what's gone on at Barnsley, but for us locally in Derbyshire, Derby County Football Club really do support Derby County women. We're currently doing really well, and they're looking to cement their place in the league and hopefully progress next season. The same with Chesterfield Football Club. They support Chesterfield Women as well. We're quite lucky with both our professional football clubs. They support the women's game, and we work closely with them.
I wanted to know as well, just in a bit more detail, because you did touch on it earlier, actually. But in terms of protection for referees and officials, because of course there's no game if there's no officials, and
Yeah.
it does pop up all the time where, especially in the days of social media and smartphones, where footage of abuse towards officials, unfortunately, is very common, where, yeah, a referee might have made a questionable decision, but the reaction is way, way over the top, and it oversteps a lot of lines, and it obviously puts officials, well, potential officials, from getting involved in the game. What specifics can you give in terms of like any programs that you'll bring forward, to get officials in the game and to keep officials in the game as well? Because I imagine a lot of people leave because of the abuse they receive.
Yeah, I'm a qualified referee as well, so it's part of the reason why I did it. It's just some of the, incidents that I was hearing quite shocking, really, in terms of the physical and verbal abuse referees have suffered in the past and continue to do so. So I've been quite fortunate as a referee. I've kind of touched, I've been quite lucky in terms of. The response I've had and from the clubs, the behaviour's been good. But I am also realistic to know that there is still a lot of poor behaviour that goes on and the attitude towards referees. I think the only way we're going to tackle it is together by working with our clubs, working with our leagues, the feedback from the referees, working closer with them. We're looking at trying to implement a referee mentoring programme as well. We're trying to work closely with our referee. Societies as well in terms of the area where they support all their referees, their members. So the only way we're going to do it is by working together. We know it's a problem within the game. We know it's not just kind of one area where in Derbyshire it is, it's throughout the county. So we know we need to work together with all our clubs, all our leagues, referees, and try and improve and make people understand, and also about education as well, because without, like you say, without the referees, there is no game. So we know we need to improve that.
And just finally, Liam, before we wrap up, I'm also interested to know about the format of the County Cup itself. So, of course, we've got the Men's County Cup, the Women's County Cup, and then there's loads of different sort of junior level cups and Sunday League Cups within the county. I know sometimes, in particular, when it comes to the senior events, the County Cups aren't really seen as a priority, and sometimes you get comments online saying, it's not something to really concentrate on, like the league is more of a priority. But is there any sort of plans to maybe, I don't know, revamp the County Cup in any way, just to maybe try and build a bit more interest? Or are you quite satisfied with, the format as it is and the level of interest it gains at the moment?
Yeah, I think we had record attendances. We had two finals at Glossop a couple of years ago, and we had another one again last year, and they broke the record in terms of the attendances there. Spectators were fantastic, and the teams that were involved in that final, which was Glossop North End Community Club and Titmuss Athletic. It was a fantastic final, and all of the finals have been great. The host venues who we've worked closely with across the county have been amazing, really been receptive. We had South Normanton Athletic that have previously hosted finals in the past, but it's the first time they hosted two finals last year for a while. They did a fantastic job. So we know the volunteers that host the finals look forward to it, and it's prestigious and they enjoy it. I think, but I understand where you're coming from. I think I'm always keen to see how we can further enhance all our County Cup competitions, and it's something that I've got some ideas where we could possibly look to revamp and refresh some of our cup competitions. But no, I think, look, every year when the clubs join, they know that they're in whichever cup competition it is, that it's in Derbyshire, it's special. I understand the priority that they're in terms of the league, that is their priority. But I know at the same time, when they're playing a cup competition, that is special as well. And especially for those teams that get to the final, we want to make it special for them and a fantastic evening. I appreciate there's always going to be a loser, but you like to think that the experience that they've had by playing at the cup competition and in the final, that is something that they'll remember forever. And be there for a long time. So yeah.
Okay. Well, great stuff, Liam. It's been great catching up with you, and appreciate you doing this at what I imagine is the start of a very busy week for you in your new role. So, thanks very much for your time, Liam, and hopefully we'll get to speak to you a bit later on as well. So, thanks for your time, Liam.
Thank you.